Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Jason Schaefer. He's a second-year clarinet fellow from Columbia, Maryland, who's currently the youngest player in the New World Symphony. He might be young, it's true, but he has some very definite ideas about his future.
I know for sure that I have to be involved in the community with whatever I do. I can't see myself playing just in an orchestra full-time and nothing else. And that community involvement can be a lot of things, maybe volunteer work. I've done a lot of that already, playing in hospitals or in schools, or in any other way. But I think I have found that the only thing that really is a requirement for me for my career in the future is to be always feeling like I'm contributing to those around me.
Jason didn't always want to be a clarinetist. He started playing, like a lot of us do, in his elementary school band. But he didn't seriously consider music as a potential career until he was kind of forced to.
I actually was heavily involved in the martial arts. And unfortunately had to quit at age 14. It was due to some health problems, and at the time that seemed like a really horrible thing. It was very devastating. But I realized after that it was a blessing in disguise, because it really opened up my mind to consider other options for what I wanted to do for my career. I really realized what I wanted to do and that this was what I wanted to be.
And working with the New World Symphony has only encouraged him. But it's not just working with the musicians and with conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. It's also the new home of the New World Symphony, the New World Center, which opened in January.
What's the most amazing to me about this whole building is the flexibility and the potential of it. Because, you know, we've only been exploring what it can do for just a few months, and we haven't even come close to seeing what it's capable of. This new building has totally defied so many of those expectations, and it's really trying and really pushing the boundaries. I have to say that I'm feeling very fortunate that I'm here for this, because I just feel that I'm experiencing so much that is showing me what I need to do for the future.
And in the same way, by pushing boundaries and exploring new ways of approaching music, New World Symphony conductor Michael Tilson Thomas has also shown Jason what he needs to do for the future. And that, Jason says, is just incredibly motivating.
There are two things about him that I'm really inspired by. The first thing is that his unique way of thinking about music. He asks himself a series of questions about every piece that he performs, and it's not just all about, what would this composer have wanted? It's also, well, what do we want, and what is our perspective on this music now? The other thing is that he's very committed to us, the fellows. I played in the opening week here for our new building a piece by Franz Schubert, one of my favorite pieces of all time, The Shepherd on the Rock. And he approached me in rehearsal one day and said, oh, please come up to my studio and play some for me, and I can give you some feedback and thoughts. It was just an amazing experience to work so personally with him. And I'm really impressed by the fact that he is so incredibly invested personally with our futures.
Actually, Jason was impressed with the New World Symphony and with Michael Tilson Thomas even before he officially started playing with the group. He was on the substitute list for a couple of years before he auditioned for a fellowship, and he played Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring with the group, an experience he says he'll never forget.
There was something that was just so fresh and exciting, like, about the attitude here, and not just towards music, but also developing our perspective on our career. And even just as a sub, coming in and getting to see the fellows and see how the whole program worked, it just left an incredible impression on me. And I just remember, as I was leaving after that concert, I just realized, like, so badly, I want to be here. This is exactly the kind of place I want to be. So I was extremely excited to get to be here.
That was second-year clarinet fellow Jason Schaefer. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week, backstage with the New World Symphony, right here on Classical South Florida.